Let's get to our guest, Marion Montang, portfolio manager at Gradient Investments. So Jim Bullard sounding less hawkish is kind of interesting. We know he doesn't vote this year, but he is a leader. And although the comments were somewhat nullified by the labor data today, because he is a leader, do you think these words come back to play an important role later?
I think we just have to look at the data and everything we're seeing from the manufacturing side from in yesterday's report, and also from the private employment numbers today and numbers we're going to see tomorrow, indicate that we still have inflation pressures from the labor side of things. Now, we know that a lot of commodities have rolled over from their June peaks, but labor and that feeds quite a bit into the consumer services side of things. That is still a pressure on pricing, and we think going to keep the Fed raising rates in the coming months. This less hawkish stuff, I'm just going to glide past that and
keep my eye
on numbers. Yeah,
I think we understand that. But the job market is a lagging indicator, right? And the bond and stock markets are leading. The Fed seems to be hanging its hat on a lagging indicator, and maybe Bullard senses that.
I think we're just going to have to work through the increases that have taken place, the path that they've been on, which is to continue to increase at a probably much lesser pace, and then wait for all of this to roll through. And, at some point in time, we think that the Federal Reserve will certainly stop raising. But cutting, that could be, next, the end of this year into next year.
Well, tell me something, Marion. Is it possible that we could be in a slightly different economic paradigm now, given all that we've been through with QE, the bond market, the GFC, et cetera, and cheap money, that the job market will remain solid as interest rates keep on going up and up and up, and that would leave them in a real conundrum?
I think we are in a different situation right now, and that is that the economy is starting to trail off a bit, and we're going to have reduced demand, and we have quantitative tightening going on at this point. So those are all areas that indicate to us that interest rates will remain elevated for a while.
So it seems like 3,800 on the S&P 500 has been an important level, perhaps technically more than anything else. It was support back in July when we really tanked, and we've been pivoting around it. If we move lower in the next couple of days, does that open a whole new downward push in your view?
I hate to try to time these things over a few days' time, but we were actually, closer to the 3,600 level when we started to, show support in there. And right now, we're just trading in a very narrow range. Do we go back to that that 3,600 area? That could happen. I do think that would show support once again. I just think we have to get through earnings season, and we'll probably see a lot of managements defer from raising expectations for the year. And they'll probably have good enough numbers, but it's going to be that lack of confidence in the rest of the year that will probably, pressure us down to that support area in the 3,600s.
Marion, I like the fact that you, of course, looking at market for some of those companies which may well do well, didn't do well last year. And it's like Sesame Street. And today's episode begins with the letter A.
That's right. So I happen to like alliteration, and three of the stocks that were dogs last year are Alphabet, Amazon, and American Tower. And Alphabet, along with Amazon, are, you know, those tech stocks that really took a hammering with rising interest rates and lower valuations. But we think the fundamentals are there to support good stock price movement. With Alphabet, the stock is trading at about 17 times this year's earnings, and they're expected to grow mid-teens. So that's pretty good valuation on something like an Alphabet or Google, as people used to call it. There's so much negativity out there. We just think that management can make some more aggressive layoffs and help to boost margins, and that would be received well by investors. And in the case of Amazon, this is one that may benefit from the fact that the founder is chairman of the board, and he may be just frustrated enough to spin out that AWS group under Andy Jassy, the current CEO. There's nothing wrong with that part of the business. It'll give better value to the stockholders and let Bezos go back and manage the remainder of the businesses. That kind of founder's return to active management has been good for the shareholders of Starbucks and Disney. In the latter,
I was about ready to ask you about Disney skipping over the B and the C and getting there, because it had a tough time last year, but it's had a pretty good start to this year.
Well, you know, the hemorrhaging has stopped in the stock valuation that was going on under the prior CEO, and I think there's a lot of things they need to clean up. So it's not one of our favorites this year. I think it may tread water for a while as they go through that cleanup process. It might take longer than most people expect. But the third A for me is American Tower, which is the largest cell tower REIT globally and now includes some data centers. So a valuation 20 times forward funds flow, this is their EPS. It's at the low end of a historical valuation range on both an absolute basis and relative to the market as a whole. We think it's going to have earnings growth in the mid to high single digits, and it tends to be very stable and defensive business. They had a rough 2022 when Sprint and T-Mobile combined, but now we've established a new base, and we think that we're going to have strong demand in 2023 across their services.
All right, Marianne, thanks very much for joining us. Marianne Montang, Portfolio Manager at Gradient Investment. Sorry we didn't get a chance to get to China, Hong Kong and China. We'll save that for next time with Marianne.